This is graduation season, and you see a lot in the news about commencement speeches. Last week, I spent some time reading some of these speeches and watching some of them online. There were the usual famous names, mostly TV personalities who make a living actually speaking in public. People like Brian Williams, Katie Couric, Barbara Walters, Oprah Winfrey. Virtually every one of them said variations of the same thing. Dream, they said. Be tenacious. Don't settle. Follow your bliss. Make the world better. In other words, a lot of the speeches were just awful. Very predictable and things that a lot of us have heard before. So is it any wonder that most of us don't remember the graduation speeches that we heard? But then I discovered one speech that was memorable. It was delivered by someone who is not a household name, but should be. His name is Eric Greitens, and he spoke at Tufts University two Sundays ago. As the citation described him when he received his honorary degree, Eric Greitens has hewed to a life of leadership with a moral compass. Passion, intelligence, and valor have been the hallmarks of that journey. Eric Greitens was a Navy SEAL who was deployed in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Southeast Asia, among other places. And when he left the service, he donated his combat pay to found an organization called The Mission Continues, a nonprofit that works with wounded and disabled veterans to help them build new lives here at home. In his talk, Eric Greitens talked a lot about his deployments, about being sent to places scarred by genocide or starvation or almost unbearable human suffering. But from that, he just came to discover one common thread. Whether it was in Rwanda or Cambodia or Iraq, he said there was one thing that he learned, that the ones who fared best were often parents and grandparents who had small children. As he put it, they knew they had to wake up every day to be strong for someone else. Those who knew they had a purpose larger than themselves, those who knew that others were counting on them, they are the ones who grew to be stronger. I thought that was a pretty profound insight and unusual for a commencement speech. But when you think about it, that is also part of what has drawn us here this morning. The faith in something greater, the belief in something mightier, the sense of being a part of a cause whose ultimate goal, of course, is the salvation of souls. And it occurs to me, if you want to hear the ultimate commencement speech, well, you already have. It is this Sunday's gospel. In popular terms, what we heard today is called the Great Commission. It is the parting message of Jesus to his followers, and it concludes the gospel according to St. Matthew. But it is, in a real sense, the most important commencement speech ever. Commencing or beginning the most important undertaking in history, the spreading of the gospel. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, Jesus said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Well, there are two things that strike me about this. First, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Teaching the world, in other words, to clothe the naked, to feed the hungry, to shelter the homeless. Teaching those disciples of all nations to love one another as I have loved you. But then there is the first half of that Great Commission, baptizing them in the name of the Trinity. And on this Sunday, Trinity Sunday, Those words stand as a powerful reminder not only of the vital work that we have to do, but of the unique way our faith brands us, claims us in the name of the Trinity. We are not baptized just for the Father or just for the Son or just for the Holy Spirit. We are claimed by baptism for all three persons: the Father, who created us, the Son, who redeemed us, and the Spirit, who sanctifies us and gives grace and inspiration to our lives. We are Catholic Christians because of that threefold baptism, a mystery that defies our human comprehension, but one that informs everything we are and everything that we do. We have been branded by and for the Trinity, and we acclaim the Father, Son, and Spirit again and again. Every time we make the sign of the cross, we relive our baptism, and we mark ourselves on behalf of the one God in three persons. We do it at the start of many prayers, including the most important prayer of all, the Mass. That sign of the cross at baptism was the beginning of our lives as Christians, our commencement, if you will. And everything we are and all that we do flows from that. From that, we are given the great gift of being Christians. We are given the grace that enlivens our hearts with love. We are given the courage that enables us to stand strong for what we believe. We are given assurance and abiding faith in the mercy and love of God. And there is this: we have help. Christ's final message in this gospel, "I am with you until the end of the age," echoes what the angels proclaimed when he was born. He will be called Emmanuel. God is with us. Jesus told his followers, "I will not leave you orphans." And he hasn't. When Eric Greitens was preparing his commencement speech, he said that he drew inspiration from a series of books that he loved as a child called Choose Your Own Adventure. His favorite was titled Journey Under the Sea. And it began, "This is your most challenging and dangerous mission. Fear and excitement are now your companions." Well, Jesus could have been saying the same thing to his disciples at the end of this gospel, or to us gathered here today. To any of us embarking on the great adventure of the Christian life, fear and excitement are now our companions, maybe at this moment more than any other in recent history. The challenges we face are enormous in this country and around the world. But we do not make our journey through life alone. Remember the words Monsignor Fornaro said at the beginning of this Mass: "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all." We are people of the Trinity. God is with us. Emmanuel. This Trinity Sunday, we affirm that and we celebrate that. And as we gather around the Lord's table, we pray with boundless gratitude for all those disciples down through history who carried out Christ's great commission. They made it possible for us to be here today and to continue their work tomorrow, dedicated to what Eric Greitens might call our own larger purpose, a Trinitarian purpose, bound together in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.